It's Castleford Tigers against St Helens. And they're about to get underway here. The kickoff, Ben Roberts will get us underway. Kicks towards the Saints try line. It's caught on the line and popped up by Shannon McDonald. Ball driven in, first tackle of the afternoon or the evening comes from the Castleford Tigers. Three men in. Finn loops a pass to Lynch. Lynch fires it to Gale. They've got numbers on the outside. If they get the ball out, here's Carney going for the corner. He's over. Can he get it down? The Castleford say he has. And the human wrecking ball is back, and he opens a scoring for the Castleford Tigers. They lead by 4 points to nil. That's what the Tigers have been missing.
Yeah, decimation, that's all you can say. That is what he created there. He just blasted his way through the St Helens right-hand side defence.
Castleford so far so good. They lead by four, but they're on their own line. Swift will swing it infield for Burns. Little grubber kick. It's a chance here for Walsh. If it bounces, and it does, Luke Walsh scores. It's the two men coming back from injury. Carney for Cass, Walsh for St Helens. Everyone in the ground knew what was happening, and Walsh had all the time in the world, a touchdown. It's Cass 4, Saints 4.
Yeah, ain't nobody at home for that one. There was no fullback in place to pick that ball up. Ben Roberts almost certainly out of position. He would have been stood in the line initially, and that's all square kick to come.
Yeah, 6-4 Saints lead after Percival adds the extras. You listen to Radio Yorkshire. Going to play the ball now. Here is Walsh, got men running out the back, short pass, and they score with Wormsley. Massive gap for the Castleford Tigers defence, and Wormsley scores underneath the sticks. Saints do extend their lead. It's Cass 4, Saints 10.
Yeah, just a little bit of trickery from the halfback Walsh there around the post area, but he didn't. He put a nice little deft pass into the hands of Wormsley, and Wormsley did the rest.
Last one, here's Walsh, going to get it out wide here for Turner. Turner going for the corners, dumped it back in, it's knocked on and picked up. Solomona's away. Now, has Solomona got the pace? He has. Solomona, is he going to go 90 metres? Dawson comes across, he can't stop him. Solomona will dive in and score. 8 tries in 4 games for Solomona. They just can't stop him. What an effort that is.
They were under the caution, they've come up with point.
He's about 10 to the right of the stick, sends it on its way, and it's good. It's a 2-point ball game. Castleford 10, St Helens 12 here on Radio Yorkshire. 5 away, so our Cass going to undo all their good work again here as Roby looking for gaps, and they've got numbers here and a chance, and they're over again. Crash over, it's too simple for St Helens. Not sure who got the ball down, but that was too easy, and Saints are back in front, 16 points to 10.
Well, I think the try scorer is Joe Greenwood, so he's not been on the field very long. He's just come pile driving onto a pass there. He's probably got about 10 metres of ground to cover when he bursts onto the ball.
And the kick is on its way, and it is 18 points to 10 here on Radio Yorkshire. It started so well for Castleford. They were in front after just 5 minutes as Justin Carney barged his way over to make it 4 points to nil after good Castleford early pressure. But Carney spilt the kickoff, and that meant that Luke Walsh scored after a pinpoint kick from Travis Burns. That put Saints 6-4 in front. They extended it while Wormsley strolled over to make it 12-4 on 15. Then Saints looked as though they were going to score again, but Denny Solomona picked up the ball on his own line and raced 100 metres to score. That got Castleford back in it at 12-10. And then came the Carney horror show again. Another drop kickoff. Well, he caught it, ran it in and lost it in the tackle. Saints scored straight after. Joe Greenwood scored. Percival 3 from 3. Half-time, Cass 10, St Helens 18. They've loaded numbers short side. Morzo goes back towards the sticks. He's bumping the tackles off for Lynch. Great tackle, Wilkin, but he gets it away now for Roberts. Roberts steps out of a tackle. He's going to kick it for the corner. Could be a chance for Webster. What a score from Castleford. Great kick and a great try from Webster. But Castleford showing what they do when they keep the ball alive. That's one of the tries of the night. Cass 14, St Helens 18.
Yeah, I think that's a try from chaos, if I'm being honest. For a little bit of space, and then the most astute of kicks in behind the left-hand side of St Helens' corner defence.
Here's Gale with a kick. He's got it, and he's got it from the sideline. It's a 2-point ball game. Cass 16, St Helens 18.
Good.
We'll look across field. He dinks it up, looking for Webster. McMeekin is there. McMeekin's barged off the ball. Ball bounces free. Cass must score, and Cass do score. Is it Scott Moore that's got in? We'll confirm that in a moment. He wants a look upstairs. Silverwood says it's a try, but he wants confirmation that Meakin was wiped out off the ball. The ball went to ground and Castleford have scored. And I think it's Matt Cook who's got the ball down, we're hearing.
Well, I'm looking at it almost like something from Giaconori. I'm looking through the square window at the moment.
And the ball grounded by Cook. And Castleford are going to be in front for the first time since the 8th minute. But the Wilkin to turn and look forward, and he kicked it quickly, and they could be in here. They are in. Saints score, and Roberts out of position. He's going to go upstairs to the video referee. Now, is this a try for Shannon McDonald? If he's onside, he's scored. Oh, what a mistake from Roberts. He was so out of position. They were screaming for a forward pass to Wilkin, and Saints' willingness to run it on the last tackle, it's frightening. The more they look at it, the more they're determined to give it. And the problem is, Silverwood did give it as a try, but he's either offside or he's not handicapped.
Yeah.
Try given. Well, listen to the reaction at the Mendenhall's jungle. It's Cast 22, Saints 24, and we are right in the balance here. 22-24, Castleford trail here. He's giving a penalty to Cass.
Obstruction. So Roberts was pushed off the ball rather than let the ball
bounce. Did they take the two, Andy Kelly? It's right in front, 40 out, or are they going for the game? 4.5 minutes
signal
left.
Signal from the touchline is two.
Luke Gale says, go on then, Richard. I'll have a pop at goal here. He's Gale on his way. Comes forward now. He just needs a straightforward connection. It looks pretty good. It is good. 24-24. It's just like last week. We're going down to the wire.
From the first play.
Oh, they've lost it. Knocked on at the base of the scrum, Andy Kelly. What an absolute end to the game this is. Have you ever seen a knock on cheered quite so loudly?
And there's 54 seconds left on the clock. Castleford have stopped the clock with 53 seconds to go.
Ball comes away here with Moores. Moores jumps up to the 20, 25, he'll play it.
30 seconds.
Can they get over halfway and maybe get a chance, maybe get a penalty or something? They need to be quick. They need to be quick, Castleford. Here's Lynch. Lynch up to halfway.
20
over
seconds.
Over halfway. Great run from Lynch. One more of those and they might get a chance. They might get a chance. Here's Millington. Out the back, they're going to run it. They're going to run it with Webster. Back on the inside for Castleford. Oh, they can't get the pass away. There's 5 seconds left. They've got one play. Ball here for Roberts. Left foot to win it. He's won it. What a kick. What a game! The jungle explodes with noise! And Castleford have done it again! What a win! So often the villain tonight, but he slots it over from 20 yards. Saints are out on their feet. And Castleford pile on. They win the game. And what a way to win it, Andy Kelly. 25-24.
Has somebody sent the doctor to see Darrell Powell? Because I saw him not 1 minute ago with his head in his hands thinking they'd blown the whole thing. But
unbelievable. See, the hooter went as the ball was in the air. And Castleford have done it again.